Blog Talk Radio.
Morning in our word, thanking God that we can move forward, for God is good and greatly to be praised. I am excited this morning. Woo, I'm excited. We have a lot of great word today. It's all I can say. Great word. Great word. God is in control of everything. And I am so grateful to be a child of God, to be called for this time, to put his word out into the atmosphere, to teach, to preach, to just get excited and giddy for Jesus, because the word of God is that good. I don't want to be just a teacher of the word. I want to be a practitioner of the word. Not perfect, got a lot to do, but I'm thankful that God has called me to do what I do, to teach his word, to preach his word, to love his word. It's a love relationship to know how good God is. It's a love relationship to know that God loves me in spite of me. God loves me in spite of me. We all fall short of God's awesome and wonderful glory. We all fall short of his love and kindness, of deserving his love and kindness. Because God's going to give us his love regardless of what, who, how we act. He loves us anyway. So I'm thankful this morning to be with you. I'm thankful this morning to have an opportunity to read the word that God has given us today. I feel like it's my testimony because God has brought me through. I'm still going through it, but he's through every day. He's bringing me through every day. And all I can say is thank you, Lord. Father God in heaven, I come to you this morning thankful, grateful, and truly blessed to be your daughter, to be able to give your word, to be able to just say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me and my children. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for my grandchildren. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done in my life, for friends, for family, for acquaintances. Lord God, I pray that wherever you are in the midst, that wherever I go, you go with me, Lord. You go before me. You go behind me. You stand beside me. You stand behind me, holding me up when I'm ready to fall. I just can do nothing more than say thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your kindness. Thank you, Lord, for your son, my Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the lover of my soul. Lord God, as I looked up this word this morning, may it permeate hearts, minds, and spirits, that those that hear it know that it comes from you. Those that hear it know that they are loved by you. Those that hear it want to hear more. And say, what must I do to be saved? Father God, as we go forth in your word, I pray as I do every day, Father, for you to increase as I decrease. Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. But you, Father God, are my strength. You, Father God, are my redeemer. And I cannot do this without you. And so, Father, I lift up this word, asking again, may it permeate hearts, minds, and spirit. They hear it, want to hear more, want to know you better. In Jesus' name I pray, trusting and believing that all things are working for good, because I love and trust in you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanking God for another day that he didn't have to give me, but he did. Whew! All I can say is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. We got to thank God for the grace he gives us every day. Morning by morning, new mercies we see. Says all I have needed, thy hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Whew, grateful, thankful, and blessed this morning. The Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor, is a word Isaiah has today in Isaiah chapter 61, which we will be studying this morning. Isaiah chapter 61 through chapter 62, verse 12. We will also be in the 115th Psalm, verses 9 through 13. Proverbs 26, verses 24 through 26, and Ephesians chapter 6. A lot to do. We're going to put on some armor. We're going to do a lot today. So let's get started. And all I can say again is thank you, Father God, for this mighty, mighty word this morning. And again, I don't know. I don't think Isaiah can take the place of Joshua, but I'm really getting a real minister crush on Isaiah, because I love this prophet. You know, you read something, you know, and have read it for many years, but for some reason, it just seems to stick more. And this word of Isaiah has just seemed to speak more with me this time around. So I am so grateful that this word is like permeating my spirit. I'm just really just grateful, period, and blessed to be able to read and to see and to know that there is nothing like our God. And the word of God says the spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God who mourns. To console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. And all I can say is, I'm grateful that God sent preachers into my life, that God sent prophets into my life that have worked on helping me to 12 years. Because when it says, you know, then you realize that God has sent you to preach. He has sent you to teach. That he has sent you to help heal yourself through his word. That he, as you study his word, he is the one that's healing the broken heart. That I was to proclaim liberty for the captivity in Greece, opening the prison doors of despair, proclaiming the acceptable year of the Lord, I thank you. You know, getting rid of vengeance that may be in your heart toward those that hurt or harmed you. Consoling you during the period of mourning. Removing that spirit of heaviness and putting on a garment of grace. And all I can say is thank you, God. Thank you, God, for just being who you are, an awesome and anointed Father who is there for your children to get us through the day when you go through depression and anxiety. It can mess you up that you just don't feel like doing anything. But God, we got to have a but God in our spirit today. And the word of God says, and they shall rebuild your ruins. They shall rise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. Strangers shall stand and siege your flocks, and the sons of the foreigner shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But you shall be named the priest of the Lord. They shall call you the servant of our God. You shall eat Gentiles, and in their glory you shall boast. Instead of your shame, you shall have double honor. And instead of confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be there. Can you say thank you, Jesus? For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery for burnt offering. I will direct their work in truth, and will make with them an everlasting covenant. Their descendants shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All who see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the posterity whom the Lord has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with a garment of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its bud, as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all nations. Whew! I'm believing, I'm expecting, and I know that God will give us beauty for ashes, that we will not be in a world war, that people will not die for one man's power, that we will not be in nuclear war because a little country is beating a big country. A little country said, we refuse to be enslaved. Not that Ukraine is perfect. None of us are. No nation is perfect. Yes, they have Nazis in it. And those that proclaim that is. We also have them here. But we cannot go to war and decide we're going to take over the rest of Mexico. It's not divine. But I know that God has already placed a standard around his children, that God has already put a shield around his children. I believe that God is already taking care of those that are his, and that he will not allow the enemy to get a foothold until it's time. I don't know the time of his coming. I will not sit back and say, well, God said, I don't know when God is coming back. But I do know that God is taking his children one at a time. When it's your time, you will be gone. When it's your time, God will take you home. That you will be in your white robe come judgment. That you will not suffer the consequences of foolish men and vainness. And those that want to take over the world, not understanding this is not theirs to take over. It all belongs to the Most High. And he will not allow foolishness to reign forever. Isaiah 61 and 1, the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. And that is not just poor in finances, but poor in spirit. God wants us to lift each other up out of the muck and the mire to know that we are important to God. And when we look at the word, it says, Jesus began his public ministry by returning to his boyhood synagogue in Nazareth and delivering a short sermon based on the passage. And we know in Luke, he told the astonished crowd that he fulfilled this scripture. Luke 4, 16 through 21, and we're going to go there. We're going to go over to Luke chapter 4, which also is a great word. I get all giddy and excited when I see something new, but something new to me, because it's just starting to stick, and I'm starting to understand. And I'm like, wow, God, thank you for the clarity. And I love this word. It says, so he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. Because remember, he was a rabbi. And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, today, can y'all say it? Today, Jesus didn't play. Today, the scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. So all bore witness to him and marveled at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, is this not Joseph's son? We all know how it happened. You know, they all want, you know, folks want to go back and say, oh, wait a minute now. Hold it. Did he just claim that he was the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy? Wait a minute. And that's the carpenter's kid. Wait a minute. And Mary his mama. Wait a minute. And James his brother. And so, wait a minute. Who he is? Who do you think he is? I'm talking about he is broke. What? You know, I was here acting ugly. But Jesus didn't play. It's fulfilled, and it was, and everything that is written in this word, he fulfilled, and I thank him for being there for me in the midnight hour. I thank him for all I had to do was call on the name of Jesus in the attack of the enemy. Whew, I thank God for my Savior. I thank God for his name. Because his name is the name above all names. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for Jesus. Chapter 62 of Isaiah. For Zion said, I will not hold my peace. And for Jerusalem said, I will not rest until her righteousness goes forth as brightness, a lamp that burns. The Gentiles shall see your righteousness and all kings your glory. You shall be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord will name. You shall also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. You shall no longer be turned forsaken, nor shall your land any more be turned desolate, but you shall be called Ha-Ba-Zabah, and your land Eulah. I see by the bar and your land, Beulah. For the Lord delights in you, and your land shall be married. For as a young man marries a virgin, so shall your sons marry you. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you. On your walls, O Jerusalem, they shall never hold their peace day or night. You who make mention of the Lord, do not keep silence and give him no rest till he establishes and till he makes Jerusalem a prize in the earth. The Lord has sworn by his right hand and by the arm of his strength. Surely I will no longer give your grain as food for your enemies, and the sons of the foreigners shall not drink your new wine, for which you have labored, but those who have gathered it shall eat it and praise the Lord. Those who have brought it together shall drink it in my holy court. Go through the gate. Prepare the way for the people. Build up the highway. Take out the stones. Lift up a D. The Lord has proclaimed to the end of the world, says the daughter of Zion. Surely your salvation is coming. Behold, his reward is with him and his work before him. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and you shall be called, sought out, a city not forsaken. Ooh, what a word. And I love this, and we're going to go over the Revelations also, Revelation chapter 22. Last book of the Bible. So go with me to Revelation chapter 22, and we're going to go to verse number 12. And it says this, Jesus, the salvation is coming. Behold, his reward is with him. Jesus is our salvation, and he is coming again to judge his followers, and behold, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his word. So when we go over to Revelation chapter 22, starting at verse number 12, it says, and behold again, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his word. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gate into the city. Ooh, hallelujah. We want to enter in. And if we go to a life lesson from verse 14, it says, blessed are those who do his commandments, they may enter through the gate up into the city. All the way through the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, God insists that obedience to his commands brings astonishing blessings. Obedient Christians delight in God, and God delights in obedient Christians. God is always inviting people to come to him. He is not trying to keep men and women out of heaven. but is doing everything you can to bring as many as possible into his dearly loved family. Hallelujah. I want to be in that number. I want to be in the family of God. And I'm thankful that he loves us so much. Let's get into our psalm this morning. And we are coming again out of the 115th psalm. And we're going to start at verse number 9. And it says this: O Israel, trust in the Lord. He is in their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is the help and the shield. You fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is the help and the shield. The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, both small and great. Whew. And the question is does God? God does not play favorites. When it comes to handing out his blessings, he does not favor pastors more than policemen, or missionaries more than moms. If you fear the Lord, he will bless you, and I can attest to that. I've seen him work. I've seen God do some miraculous things on yesterday. And many of you have been with me for a while and know my story of the white feather. On yesterday, I was at work, and I just happened to look down. I'm like, what is that? And as I got closer, I realized it was a white feather around the room. And I'm like, how did this get here? No feather anywhere. No feather pillow. No clothes with feathers in them. But this little white feather is just standing there. When I went, I picked it up. Because I knew that God was saying, it's okay, it's going to be fine. The client's going to be fine. You're going to be fine. Reminder that I am in charge, that I am your God, that I have angels in, that I have signs to you, that I watch over you and the client. So I'm grateful for that little white feather. Even though when I went to show it to her, it disappeared. Like it appeared, it disappeared. So I thank God for reminding that he's always there, always looking out for us. I feel like Jeremiah sometimes, the weeping prophet, I find myself just weeping in tears because I know how good God is. I've watched him in my own life. So many times I shouldn't still be here, but I am because of God. Because he loved me in spite of me. He loves you in spite of you. God is proclaiming some things through Jesus Christ. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. It's what Jesus told us. And he fulfilled this word. God is anointing many others to preach to the poor, to take care of the needy, to do the things of this world that are good, that are kind, that are loving, that come from God. And as we go to our proper words, in Proverbs 26:24-26, it says, he who hates despises it with his lips. We know this little thing behind our teeth called a tongue needs to be kept behind our teeth on many occasions, because what happens is this little membrane gets you in all kinds of trouble. All kinds of trouble. Creates havoc in the lives of others because you start a lie and then the lie catches fire and becomes somebody else's truth. That's what this little tongue can do. He hates. He will hate the disguises it with his lips and lays up deceit within himself. When he speaks kindly, do not believe him. But there are seven abominations in his heart. Though his hatred is covered by deceit, his wickedness will be revealed before the assembly. I'll say this. Don't think somebody doing dirt and evil is going to continue to get away with it. Eventually, God will take blinders off. Eventually, God will show them for the sneaky snakes that they are. Eventually, God will reveal. The question is, will you listen to God? Or will you choose to listen to the sneaky snake and his minions who will take you down the wrong path every time? We got to keep trusting God. And when we get into our Ephesians word, it says this morning, children, continuation, we talked about wives on yesterday and husbands. And today we're talking about children. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on this earth. Or long on the earth. And you, fathers, come on now. He's not just talking to children. And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. Children have to obey parents. But parents don't need to provoke to their children losing their minds. And we got to pray. We got to lift them up. We got to quit tearing our kids down. They go through enough. And then come on to, what did you do? Da, 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 da. And before long, the child is feeling like they're 2 inches tall. And, God is telling us, we got to stop provoking your children. Father, everything is not due some kind of whooping. And every time folks want to beat their kids, you know, understanding the word, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it, spare the rod for a child. But that don't mean you got to beat your kids every time they look wrong. When you said, the kid wasn't saying anything. You know, we get mad at our children because we're mad at our spouse. Anger on kids that should not be taken out on them. God is going to hold every parent accountable. But God is going to also hold every child accountable who is disobedient and does not do what they're told to do by their parents. As long as your parents is not telling you something to do, or not telling you something to do, that will harm you. And this is what was used against people of color during slavery. This scripture right here. Bond servants, be obedient to those who are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in sincerity of heart as to Christ, not with eyes as men pleasing, but as bond servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart with good will, doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatever good anyone does, he will receive the same from the Lord, whether he is a slave or free. And that was how they tried to keep people in bondage. And it's, but they don't give the servant. They didn't give the slaves the rest of the word. It says that you masters do the same thing to them, giving up, threatening, knowing that your own master also is in heaven and there is no partiality with him. Then give that part. Just said you got to be obedient because that's what God's word says. And then it goes on to say, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Are you dressed this morning? Do you have on all your garments today? Do you have on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil? But we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. It is no joke. Are you dressed this morning? Do you have on your armor so that you can stand against the wickedness that is of this world? I'm going to read it one more time. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. He's real. Don't get it twisted. But we do not wrestle flesh and blood, but against principalities, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against hosts, spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. The enemy goes up. And when the Lord asks the devil, what are you doing? Walking to him, son. Remember one thing. One third of heaven came with Satan. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand before us. Stand, therefore, I'm going to give you your outfit for today, for every day. This is your outfit. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth. We got to put on that belt of truth, y'all. Having put on the breastplate of righteousness, got to cover your heart with righteousness. And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, we got to stand on the word of God. Above all, taking the shield of faith, got to have your faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, because he's going to come at you. The helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. Oh, God has got us equipped with our belt of truth, our girding ourselves at the waist with truth. So I say a belt of truth, a breastplate of righteousness, shod my feet with the word of God, putting on them that word as your shoes today. You got to walk in it and walk on it. Work with God. The gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield. Get your shields out today. Your shield of faith with which you will be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. The helmet of salvation. Woo, thank you, Jesus. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We stand on it. We carry it. It is our sword. This Bible is your sword. It is your weapon of choice. The gospel of peace comes from Jesus Christ, from the word. But the word is our sword. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to the end with all perseverance and all the saints, and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak, but that you also may know my affairs and how I'm doing. Tychius, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, will make all things known to you, whom I have sent to you for this very purpose, that you may know our affairs, that he may comfort your hearts. Peace to the brothers, love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with you all, those who love our Lord Jesus Christ. Charity. Amen. Are you loving Jesus today? Are you lifting up his name today? Are you thanking God for his grace today? Are you ready to do your assignment? And as we go back to Ephesians chapter 6, some life lessons, and I did not do my disclaimer this morning, but I'll do it now. I am not paid by Dr. Stanley or any of his ministries to hawk this Bible, but I will say it again, as I say every day. This Bible is a great weapon of choice in your sword. And it is the Charles F. Stanley Life Principles Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for Each Day of the Year. The Word of God tells us to meditate on the Word day and night. This is a great meditation tool. It gives you the Word every day. It gives you the Old Testament. It gives you the Psalm. It gives you the Proverbs. And it gives you a New Testament word, that by December 31st, you will be in Revelation chapter 22, ending at verse 21. So, again, if you are interested in this meditation, get this Bible. And so I have given my disclaimer, and also I would like to thank Israel Houghton for allowing me to use Moving Forward as my theme and as my testimony. That song got me through. It got me through a lot. And so I can only say thank you. Thank you, Israel New Breed, for blessing me with your music during a rough time in my life, and for blessing me now. I just heard the newest song. Oh my goodness, it just did something to my heart. I had to kind of go in the restroom because I happened to have been listening to it at work. And the next thing I know, the Holy Spirit hit me at work. And the tears just came into my eyes. And all I could say is, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for your grace. Thank you, God, for your love, because I was broken. All the way broken by God. But God. And when I heard this song, all I could do was thank God in tears. The tears came because the song touched that spot in my heart that I didn't even know I had still open. And so all I could say is, Broken People is the name of the song. And I was one of those broken people. And even today, I'm still healing. So I thank Israel and New Breed for this song. And I thank him for moving forward. And Friend of God, because I'm going to tell you, Friend of God also got me through some stuff. So if you get an opportunity to get Israel's new album, please do. It will touch your heart. It will touch your heart. And I'm about to get all broken up right now. So let me get back into the word this morning. And we're going to go to getting checked for battle. But God has never lost a battle with us. Come on, Cece. We got to understand that you got to get your clothes on. You got to get ready. But every day we are at war with the enemy. And it says we fought our day by dressing appropriately for the weather or an activity. But many believers leave the house unprepared. They fail to arm themselves for spiritual warfare. Our first prayer before rising should include step-by-step application of God's armor. First, we strap on the belt of truth. A leather apron protected the Roman soldier's abdomen. Our protective girdle is the truth of who we indwelling here. Next, the breastplate deflects arrows. As difficult situations arise, we can repel the temptation to live by emotion. You better preach. Whether anger, fear, or dissatisfaction, and respond with the right spirit instead. We got to learn how to smile through our adversity. Hold your head up when there are those that will try to beat you down. You've got to show who your daddy is and that they cannot do anything that God does not allow. And I'm speaking this, I've lived it. Just being totally treated like poo on the bottom of a shoe. But I tell you one thing, never once did I get discouraged. Never once did I ask God why. Because the answer was, why not you? It's always a why not you. When I asked the question about something, God said, why not you? And I'm like, why me, God? Why did you have to do X, Y, Z? And he said, why not you? And so I say today, we are going to all have our why not you moment. But we stand up, put on your armor, and don't allow the enemy to make you feel bad about yourself. Don't get mad. Don't want vengeance. Give it to God and watch God work. And it says the sandals of peace help us to stand firm. Roman battle sandals usually had thick, spiked soles so that the soldiers could anchor themselves in the dirt. Regardless of the fierce enemy buffeting us, we can remain firmly planted in God's peaceful way. The shield of faith is no teeny round piece of armor. It is door-sized equipment representing Christ's protection against anything Satan throws. Faith brought us salvation, the point at which we the new ways of thinking. Consequently, with salvation's helmet, we put on the mind of Christ, which gives us discernment and wisdom. Hallelujah. Finally, we take up the sword of the Spirit so that we can combat Satan's lies with Scripture's truth. You better speak it. Knowing precisely what we will face each day, the Lord has graciously provided the perfect equipment needed for our challenges. Always be sure to dress for battle. We fight with our Father. We are His army. And He has never lost a battle. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6 and 8, whatever good anyone does, he will receive the same from the Lord. Throughout the Bible, the Lord promises that He will generously reward His children for whatever good they do, no matter how small or insignificant it may seem. Faithful service yields dazzling blessings. Ephesians 6 and 10, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Whew, are you acting strong? Are you being strong? Because you know you've got the best. And you're part of the best army. Because the Father never loses a battle. The only way to really be strong is to depend upon the ultimate power of God. Can y'all say hallelujah with me and amen? We draw on his strength by what faith? Asking him to supply us with the resources we lack so that we might be strong for him. I'm grateful. Every day, my license plate says faith because I ride on faith that God first will give me the money to make my car payment, and two, that he will keep me safe wherever I must travel in that vehicle, and that he will be with me wherever I go. I have faith that God is in charge of my life and that what I drive, he gave it to me. And I have faith that it will be paid for. And I know it's my license plate that I had on my car when I had my accident. And I know with every fiber of my being that the angel of the Lord covered me. When my car started to go over that embankment, on its side, on the side where the gas tank was, on the side where I was, and I hit that ice hard. When I went down, all I felt was like a warmth come over and pull me back. And when my head went to the side, it went on the pillow. It went on the pillow. The front was a pillow. And I felt like I was in this warm cocoon of grace. So don't tell me what God can't do when you have faith. I'm here because of God's love and grace. So when I say faith, it's the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I truly believe it because God is good like that. Ephesians 6, and always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. None of us can long survive, let alone prosper, without the sincere prayers of others. I thank God for prayer warriors and prayer partners. Ooh, hallelujah. Sincere prayers of others often on our behalf. God has designed the Christian life as a community event, not as a solo endeavor. We got to stand together. When we stand together, arm in arm, there's no room for the enemy to attack any one of us because we stand together. Don't let all the foolishness of this world divide you. We are all sons and daughters of the Most High God. He does not care about your outside. He's looking at your inside. Don't let anybody make you hate someone because of what they look like. Don't let the enemy slide in to make you feel like you're not good enough. Are you just this? Are you just that? We are all God's children. And I can say with every part of my heart, he loves us all equally. Thank God for this day that all of you. And before we get out, as we do every day, a word of encouragement from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. And the word for today is this. Everything God does is right, whether we like it or not. Have a trusting Tuesday. Keep trusting in God and watch him work in your life. Thank you, Father God, for this day that you have made. We are rejoicing and glad in it. We are grateful. We are thankful and we are blessed to know that you love us in spite of us. And Father God, as I get ready to depart from all those listening, live or listening later, I pray. May the Lord watch between me and thee. while we're absent one from each other. In Jesus' name, I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and glorious day, family, knowing that you are covered by the blood of Jesus. Get your outfit today. Get dressed in your armor and watch God work in your life. And remember, we are all called, as Jesus said, in the synagogue in Nazareth, the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. And I thank God that he is teaching us today. Have a blessed day, family. It is a wrap. I love you all. Please join me again tomorrow, Central Standard Time, 7 a.m., as we move forward in God's Word. Have a blessed and wonderful day. As Sister Carolyn has so eloquently put it, have a trusting Tuesday. And I'm going to add, have a trusting in God Tuesday. Because he may not give you what you want. It may not come out like you want it to. But it's always what's best for you. Everything God does is right, whether we like it or not. Have a blessed day, family. It is.